Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives.
This week on Storyline, Winston Lake YMCA Associate Moses Lucas talks with Branch Executive Director Shawan Gabriel and Membership Program Director Joling Roberts. Mr. Lucas began working at the Y in 1958 and formally retired in 1993. Shortly thereafter, however, he felt as if his soul was dying without his daily connection to the Y and its youth development programs. He soon returned to work part-time and has continued his contribution to this day. This is his story.
We know that you've worked with youth for a long time, ever since you've been with the Y. So tell us, what do you think, or what have you seen the impact of your work with the kids that you work with?
Well, the one thing that impacted my work here, especially more so now than ever, I said about 85 or 90% of our young people come to their Y. Not a man in their life, because mama female in here. And what makes me feel good, why you come to Y, Mo, I come to see you. And I realize because what, and especially that first, second, third, and fourth grade, the kid go to school, female teacher, hello baby, bye baby, go home and mama. And something touched me, that young man or young girl haven't seen a man that whole day. They haven't heard a man's voice, everything. And this reason why, really, I had a connection to the Y because of this. Moses, you were here for a purpose. You're here, here. And they come thinking, and it's all come down, why you come to the Y? Moses, I come to see you. I come see you. I come see you. You know what? Bring tears in my eye. You hear the young man or young girl, you know, come to the Y just to see what? See me. And I get the reason why. Over half my salary goes towards them because of what they, not the matter they don't have food at the house, the matter what, they come there. Even today, every day come there, I always come to the Y with $3, $4, and $5 bill. And just like yesterday, I gave three of them away because, well, he was hungry. Mo gave me a dollar. And I never ever said pay me back because I know where he come from. I know where they come from.
We, as we go throughout the community, you know, you and I, and we were in the parade, you know, these last Christmas and homecoming, and when people come up, they don't call you Mo. Mm-hmm. Most of them call you Pop. Mm-hmm. Is that where that comes from?
Yeah, and then some call Pop, some call me Dad, and here. Brother, reason why that, because, especially more so now, there's not a man in the house. And I played that role at that Y for many, many years. And matter of fact, that is my purpose. I stand at that Y. I had a little job when I first started, but no, I said, "What? This is a purpose that God want me to be. This is my purpose. This is His purpose, and I'll try to fulfill it." Mm-hmm.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.